Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, folks. I only got a few minutes. I want to take your calls all day. This Sunday, 4 to 8 p.m., I'm going to host 4 hours and then 2 hours of it. Only have 6 minutes to add to an hour, so I have a lot of time to get your calls. We're going to take your calls, whether you love the vaccine, hate it, your stories. But everybody don't get to here, we're going to get your number if you want. I promise I'm going to call you tomorrow. We're going to do it and get them back on. I'm going to try to finish up right here. Rebecca, you're a nurse. You were really listing all the terrible things you've seen happen after people take these vaccines. What else would you like to add?
This is also affecting people that have not been vaccinated as well. My mother, who hasn't had any cardiac issues for 4 years, has recently had 2 episodes of atrial fibrillation, which needed cardioversion. Her boyfriend is vaccinated, and, of course, she spends a lot of time with him. I also have a niece that has a roommate that was just got her second shot. And ever since that, my niece is now having heavy periods every other week. And she's on the birth control pill.
And by the way, when the shots all started 6 months ago in England, it was heart attacks and the same thing. And then we found out the literature, they knew that. The call board is full of people with friends and family and having heart attacks after the shot. This is insane. Did it shock you to hear the UT report about heart attacks, that they knew this 12 years ago or 9 years ago?
Yeah, well, I'm not surprised by anything. And then I did also want to add, last night I had a friend who is a vet from the Gulf War, and he drives patients back and forth, volunteers for vaccinations, and he recently has had 2 episodes of weird skin reactions where he's had rashes all over his body, having to go to the emergency department twice.
That's what they say, is it takes over your cells and then puts out these RNA streams. And that's even what NPR scientists were on and said, we think this will create super viruses. God bless you, ma'am. It's the ultimate weapon. They turn us into weapon machines. Like he said, soon terrorists will release weapons. Well, Gates thinks humanity's a terrorist. So he's saying he made us the terrorists to terrorize ourselves, having humans kill humans. It's the perfect globalist operation. Let's talk to Mike. He's a retired medical worker. Wants to talk about shedding. Thanks for calling. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Alex, I think this is a bit more diabolical, actually. You've lifted the veil for me after all these years of listening, where it was entertainment initially. Now it's just, we should have listened to you a long time ago, man. But I think possibly from just talking to people, is this vaccine is being used as almost a way to identify. You separate people by those who will take it, those who won't, and of those who will take it, those who survive it. And then those who survive it can end up spreading these spike proteins to those who don't take it. Your comments about removing yourself from society as it's evolving to be is probably the only answer. I don't think there is any other answer. I think.
Yeah, my spirit's never been wrong. For 6 months, I've been get your family alone. No, and I'm not an agoraphobic person. I don't like being alone, but my gut is get your children, get out of there. I mean, we're just going to take our vitamins, our minerals, and pray to God and transcend this. But, yeah, this is the beginning of the end, brother. Can't you see it? They've made their move.
Yeah, they have. You were right all along, and when I'm asked what to do, I say stay healthy, find a supplement supplier you trust, and, you know, just stay healthy, be prepared.
And I wouldn't be mean to those that are vaccinated, but they say they're going to shun us. Hey, please stay away from us. You know what? Please. And it's another divide and conquer, but it's what it is now. Thank you so much. God bless you. Look, Athena, Nicole, and Brian, I know both of you have been holding an hour. I went to the callers in the order, and Brian. I've got to go. I got to go deal with court stuff that just popped up yesterday. And so I promise you, John, don't forget the call screener. I'm going to have Athena, Nicole, and Brian all on as my guests. at 11:30 tomorrow, 30 minutes into the show. I will go to you unless a nuclear bomb goes off or something. But we're going to continue to open the phones up. All right. I shot two special reports this morning when I found out I had to go early. Those are going to air. They're very important. Then Greg Reese comes in live on air, and then he's going to show some of his clips and talk about some things. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. Thank you all for your support and prayers. And remember, God is still in charge, even though Bill Gates is playing God. Last week, I had a caller to my radio/TV transmission, and he said to me, he said, Alex, there's all these facts and all these numbers and vaccines being recalled and people dying from it and people getting sick. How do I reach out to my friends and family and explain to them and to warn them about the danger? And I said to him something very profound, because it's so true. Trust your gut, trust your spirit. What the Bible tells us. And I said, ask those friends, those family, those neighbors, do you feel good about this vaccine? And his answer was, no, they don't feel good about it. So go with your gut. Well, let me ask you again. How's your gut feel about getting storable food? How's your gut feel about getting down the countryside? How's your gut feel about getting guns and ammo to protect yourself? Well, I know what your gut's telling you. We have the best durable food at the highest quality at the lowest prices you're going to find. 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now, or PrepareWithAlex.com. Go with your gut and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com.
Most banned network in the world.
In this special report, I'm going to break something down that is hiding in plain view. Something that is a scientific, political, biological fact. And that is that the Tavistock Institute was tasked in the 50s and 60s, along with other major globalist think tanks of psychology, to develop a plan to end war. And to end war, they came back with the answer, as other major scientific think tanks had, you need to end the normal biological action of humans, because just like two bulls will fight in the field over cows for dominance, or two male eagles will fight over the female, males are the reason we have war, they said. And so we need to end the male gender as it's known to stop war. Well, this is not the first time this has been pushed. The Arabs and the Ottoman Empire, but going back thousands of years before the Ottoman Empire, before they were even Muslims, the Arabic peoples and many other groups as well would kidnap European and also African slaves, make them slaves, and they would cut their genitals off. They were called eunuchs. Just type in eunuchs in the Ottoman Empire, eunuchs in the ancient world. And that's how they controlled them, is they would get these big, strong German Europeans, big, strong Africans, and they had found that you couldn't use them to take care of your business unless you cut their genitals off. And so they became trusted advisors and supporters as well, and they took on a homosexual lifestyle because they would be executed if they were found to be having sex with a female. So there's nothing new under the sun. There's just modern ways of doing it. So I'm going to break down here very quickly in the next 8 minutes of this segment exactly what's happening. But first, let's start here. This is just the last few days of persecution that ties into this. Street preacher, 71, arrested for distressing public with homophobic rants at Speaker's Corner in London, where for hundreds of years people have total free speech. Here is another one. Out of Canada, father jailed for calling his transgender child, who was born female, his daughter, and denouncing her medical treatment. He is now in jail. Finnish politician faces 6 years in prison for citing Bible criticizing homosexuality. That's up on Infowars.com. Dad who referenced trans child's biological sex also had his child taken and has now been sterilized in Dallas, Texas. There are so many examples of these, they make your head spin. Now let's move on. And you're like, well, wait a minute. Eunuchs and trans children, it's the same thing. The Carnegie Endowment, the Rockefeller Endowment, the other big think tanks like Tavistock that I mentioned, they've been obsessed with the human biological system forever. In fact, predating the Tavistock Institute, Aldous Huxley's brother, Julian Huxley at the UN, the head eugenicist in the world at the time, the founder of transhumanism, said we need to basically end normal biological sex and create people in test tubes and have a suboid class that serves us of diminutive goblin-like creatures. These are quotes from him. And then us, the beautiful elites that are all perfectly bred. So it's eugenics. It goes back to Plato in ancient Greece. And, of course, that was 2,300 years ago. And so now, how do you sterilize children? How do you convince them not to procreate? You tell them it's their decision, and you make it a huge new human right, and then you have psychologists in the public and private schools telling particularly at-risk children, autistic, Down syndrome, and other disorders, that you get attention when you're a girl, and you bring in girls' toys and dolls and bows, and girls give them attention, and they decide, I want to be a girl because the boys are mean. Boys are competitive. Boys play sports. Boys fight. And it's easier just to say you're a girl. And little boys are used to the maternal instinct, even if they don't have a mother. And so they bond to the psychologist, the psychiatrist that poses that. And I'm going to show you in a moment where they then deliver the children, once they believe they're a girl, at usually about age 7, to large pedophile rings that rape them. I'm going to show you mainstream news here in a moment. In the war on traditional gender roles, very important article that you need to read. Let's continue. Berlin authorities place children with pedophiles for 30 years. DW.com, the biggest TV station in Germany, highly respected. The equivalent of like PBS. Do you see that? For decades, they placed small children as young as 3, mainly boys, with convicted pedophiles and said, we're creating a new family. The nuclear family is bad. We're going to place them with pedophiles all over Germany. Tens of thousands alone in Berlin alone, and they would have large sex parties where the nuns would also take young boys, particularly the main group that are abused, because, you know, they're boys, they're tough, they can take it, and would rent them out for the weekend to giant sex parties where children, again, as young as 3, would be gang raped by up to 100 men. Read it for yourself. This is your liberal love. Continuing. Police in Germany investigate 30,000 potential suspects in pedophile probe run by the government. Child sex abuse trial, the horrors of Germany's activities. Go look it up for yourself. This is just one case. Now, let's move on to the modern eunuchs. Autistic children pushed to become transgender. National Review, even the London Guardian a decade ago reported on this. I had a liberal member of parliament on who talked about how more than half the autistic children in his jurisdiction, the people he represented in several towns and cities, were already on chemical sterilants or physically having genitals removed by age 10. Now it's age 7. They're putting them on chemicals as young as age 3. I'm going to show you that in a moment. So this has been going on for years. The transgender movement targets autistic children. Very important article you should read. Pedophilia rape autistic girl thousands of times from when she was just 3 years old. That's there in the UK. Largest study to date confirms overlap between autism and gender diversity. Oh, yes, gender diversity. Dysphoria and gender fluidity. Go read the actual studies. Trans people are up to 6 times more likely to have autism and related conditions. Landmark study confirms. So vaccines that are contaminated, autoimmune responses, and pesticides cause brain damage about 10 times more often in boys because the blood-brain barrier is thinner on males. And when the brain damage happens, then they come next and then sterilize you, which is something that Planned Parenthood's pushed for a long time. So is the EU, sterilizing the mentally handicapped. They make you handicapped, then they sterilize you, and they make it a huge, wonderful, beautiful cause celeb out of Hollywood. So if you criticize it, you're a hateful person of children that have their identity. They're not of age to make these decisions, even at 15, much less 3. And psychological warfare is used on them to trick them and make their identity this way to mutilate their bodies. Remember all the famous eugenicists? Oregon was the last state to stop sterilizing women that flunked out of high school. That was the prerequisite. Or, quote, low IQ. They were still sterilizing women in the early 80s. In Oregon, the government health department was taking women and sterilizing them. This is the authoritarianism. Same eugenics injected tens of thousands of blacks with syphilis for 45 years and covered it up. Oh, but let's just trust all these people now. elevated rates of autism, other neurodevelopmental and psychiatric diagnosis and autistic traits in transgender and adult diverse individuals. Nature.com, Journal of Nature. Six times more likely. Now, when we come back, I'm going to hit the ultra massive news. I'm going to give you one example of one clinic, one ministry, again in Canada, the UK and Canada are the motherships of this, where one man has control of 500 plus children and they are now having 3-year-olds transition. This is how you hide abuse in plain view. It is nightmarish. We'll cover it all on the other side. And Greg Reese is going to be hosting with some huge news on what makes this whole satanic operation tick. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Band.video. Tomorrow's news today. Tell everybody you know. Tune in right now.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Banned network in the world.
Again, thank you for joining us on this live global transmission. The only way this information gets out to the general public is when you share it, when you tell people about those local radio stations, the local TV stations, when you support those stations, and when you tell them about Banned on Video and InfoWars.com and share the articles, the videos, the links on hundreds of important topics. Whatever you think is most important, please amplify it. We're all counting on you. We're all in this together again. This is the Alex Jones Show. Greg Reese is coming up with some key intel I'll tell you about in just a moment. But first, eunuchs went on in lots of different cultures of the world. Egypt did it. Babylon did it. The Arabs did it. The Muslims do it. This is a big thing where enslaved men are castrated as boys. They even had some of the European famous operas and famous choirs. The young boys at about age 11, they opt to be able to still sing high, to have their genitals removed. So this is a real sick cult that's been going along for a long, long time. This has been happening for thousands of years in many different cultures, but now it's been chosen as a way to depopulate people that have already been damaged or who are brain damaged from the vaccines, from the pesticides, and a cocktail of other reasons. So now enter this individual. This is just one snapshot example. Gender therapy doctor admits to advising kids to fake being suicidal to get transgender treatments. And they're now saying it because transgender are the highest level of HIV, of drug use, of suicide. It's the Christians' fault for not celebrating autistic children they've already captured, brainwashed, and then sexually mutilated. So it's not the people that did this to them and ruined their lives. No, no, no. It's those of us that tried to stop girls being given very dangerous chemicals to sterilize them, and little boys even being surgically sterilized by the millions. Gender therapy doctor. It's Dr. Wallace Wong is facing calls for an investigation into him. He has meetings at the Vancouver Public Library where he talks about how he does gender therapy practice that a few years ago only had a few pupils in his outreach. And he goes on to say that noting that his youngest client is not yet 3 years old and that he has 501 orphans and foster kids in his local practice. Remember what happened in the UK? They knew the Muslims were grooming tens of thousands of girls, selling them for sex as young as five. They covered it up. Remember what they did in Germany? Thousands of children over 30 years per city given to pedophiles who would then use them as pedophile prostitutes to make money and money paid back to the state. That's all confirmed. That's in plain view. And Google, Facebook, Twitter censor this because at the top, most of them are pedophiles. This is a cult. You don't get into the club unless you vampirically destroy the future of children. So again, this individual only wants to remove their genitals or chemically castrate them. So it's one thing to rape children. That's bad enough. But imagine chemically having the genitals removed or physically having them cut out. This is just absolutely sick, totally abusive in my view, and out of control. But it's all sold as empowering children. And look, just like Bill Gates,
He's wearing a pink sweater, and he's so nice. He acts very effeminate because he was a big man saying, I want your children's genitals. I want your children sterilized. People stand up and say, this is a creep. If a guy showed up in a park and talked to your daughter or son when they were five about their genitals, you'd get mad. You'd call the police. But now it's a psychologist. It's a doctor through the health department coming to help your children, the same health departments that sterilized millions of Native Americans in Canada and the U.S., and blacks and poor whites and others. It's the same system. Oh, my post-surgery uncle, they learn all about getting HIV and having the red ribbons. Isn't it all just so sweet? When Kathy is Keith, how the girl becomes a boy. And, of course, that's with chemicals. It isn't creepy at all. This guy isn't scary. So that's how this whole system works. And what's more abusive, children being delivered to be gang raped, or children having their testicles actually cut off or chemically sterilized that causes cancer and all sorts of other health problems and stunts their growth? This is nightmarish. It's one thing if somebody doesn't have growth hormone, so you give a little boy or girl growth hormone so they can grow up to a normal height. Those are good hormone therapies that the parents opt into. But to have disadvantaged children captured by the state, taken out of good homes and bad homes, and then put into a system where he has 501 children that all get together and peer pressure each other to decide, I'm a boy when I was a girl. I'm a girl when I was a boy. This is abuse of the highest magnitude. And this is the true evil taking place. So it's time to stand up to these bullies. It's time to say men shouldn't be able to take over women's sports. It's time to realize that appeasing this isn't being open and liberal and nice and progressive. It's progressive in a bad way, like cancer spreading through a body. And it's got the biggest corporations, the biggest banks, and the biggest authoritarian systems backing it because it's a depopulation, destruction of the family takeover program. They admit that is meant to bring down the world's population. And to do that, you've got to annihilate families. You've got to annihilate family groups, community groups that can stand up and defend each other. This is a corporate takeover of the very biology of humans. By 2047, the UN even estimates that there will be almost no men that have sperm anymore that will get a woman pregnant, that will fertilize an egg. We're here. So now all babies will have to be designer and will be a splice they make in a lab. The future is here, and it's a nightmare, and we need to say no and stop letting the Bill Gateses and the Klaus Schwabs and the communist Chinese of the world run it. Now, coming up, Greg Reese did a great job with his Illuminati Unmasked, Illuminati Unveiled report, and then that brought a lot of folks out of the woodwork saying, oh, my gosh, Alex Jones's Occupower pills, that I think we don't even have anymore, have an eye on them. That means Illuminati. No, that means it's for your eyes. Or look, the silver bullet looks like a male genital. No, that's a bullet. So just because the Illuminati uses symbols like the sun rising or the tree of life or things like that, just because we use symbols doesn't mean we're the Illuminati. Jesus says, judge a tree by its fruits. I snuck into Bohemian Grove. I've exposed skull and bones. I love Jesus Christ, but I'm not a Pharisee telling you everybody's going to hell but me. And so in a part two, we're going to explain how George Washington could be good, but how Masonry could be pretty bad now because the darker forces of the Illuminati took it over. Freemasonry predates Christianity, even Judaism. It was a college of all thought and all systems, alchemy, occultism, you name it. And so that's really what Masonry is. Has it been taken over by the modern Illuminati? Yes. Is there another Illuminati? Anybody that loves God is illuminated. And it's not a secret organization. It's a relationship with God. With Satan, everything is an inversion. Everything is the opposite. Everything is upside down. And then Satan claims credit for everything God's done. Like, take this. God gave us life. God gave us women and gave women men. And the enjoyment of sex and food and life and sunshine and beauty, that came from God. The average Satanist advertises that sex and fun comes from them. No, God gave it to us in the place of marriage, to be strong and to enjoy each other and to have communion. That's what this is all about. So, oh, Alex Jones has sex. He's a Satanist. What? Or Alex Jones has videos with the sun rising over the earth. Oh, that's Satanism. No, that's a symbol of beauty and a new day. And then Christ has risen, not Lucifer. So they invert everything we do. We flip it back straight up. Greg Reese is coming up to talk about that in the next segment. We'll air his amazing report going viral at man.video. And then we've got a big guest host in the fourth hour. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. Tomorrow's news today. 14 months ago, I began to say on the broadcast every day, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. We have such a complex civilization with so many billions of moving parts that when you shut down the first world, it causes a chain reaction that will devastate the third world and really hurt the first world. Well, now you're hearing about gas shortages all over the United States. And that's because the companies and the systems and the drivers that can barely get the job done before delivering gas have been shut down. Plus, the Keystone Pipeline's been shut down, along with other pipelines. The left is now blowing up dams across the U.S. We're being shut down. Our coal power plants are off as well. Ladies and gentlemen, prepare to be a total slave. The third world is imploding as well. The borders have been removed. Until you wake up, this is a globalist Chi-Com takeover, Greg Reset, you have no hope. They're announcing that there will be less than two-thirds of the gas needed this summer. So they told you that you're under lockdown one way or another, and CNN laughed at you and your family.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I'm your guest host for this segment, Greg Reese. As a response to a lot of interesting comments we got in controversies, including comments about the skull and the dagger, I was asked this morning to come on and talk, and it's a great honor. It's a subject that I'm very excited to talk about. Very rarely am I asked to do anything. That's one of the best things about my job here. I started working here this July. It'll be 3 years. And I was very surprised when I showed up that basically I was set up with a computer. And the basic instructions I was given by Rob Dew was pick a subject, make a report, upload it. You know, I had the blessing of uploading to our YouTube channel once before we were shut off a week after I got the job. And that's been my job ever since. I've never had a job quite like this where I had the freedom to do and say what I want to say. I think in the almost three years I've been here, there was definitely once that I was given direction on the history of Bill Gates and eugenics. I can't remember the exact title. That was given to me by Jones. He just came in and kind of rattled off a bunch of notes, and then I researched it all and put that together. And I believe there's a couple other times where he handed me something casually and whatnot. But other than that, I get to do what I want. And so it was a great honor that he called me this morning and said, you know, we're getting all these comments. It's a lot of controversy. It's a great time to have a conversation about this. So why don't you come on and talk about it? So here I am. I got some notes. This is something I could talk about forever, so I'm going to try to keep it quick. I have quite a bit of experience in this. I would say, technically, I think you could say I'm an expert on religion, the occult, and all religious traditions. It's something I've been fascinated with my whole life. Before I came here, I spent about close to 15 years traveling around. I was living in monasteries and ashrams and studying all kinds of things. I was born and raised Christian. I have a very close and personal relationship, and it's something I consider to be very private. That's something we're going to get into in this conversation. So here we go. This is I knew when I made this report that it was going to get very controversial. This report was simply based on a 5-hour confession of the Australian pop singer. And the whole time I was doing it, I was thinking if I was actually doing a report on the Freemasons and the Illuminati, it would be a bit different than this. There would be other things mentioned. A lot of the things in the comments that people are mentioning are things that I absolutely would have put in the report. And we are going to do a second report on that. That will be our report. This was a report on this was a boil down to save you 5 hours to watch what this guy was saying in 10 minutes, which I find to be fascinating. I've always found this information to be very fascinating. And you're a bit foolish if you think that the satanic Luciferian agenda does not have an extremely organized structure. It's well hidden. I certainly don't know all the answers. I hardly know anything. The one thing I do know, and this was the most true comment that I read on the comment stream of the video, is that it's all about the struggle of good versus evil. That's about the limit of my knowledge, is that it's all a struggle of good versus evil. And I believe, my faith tells me, that everything is God. Everything in this world is God. And so, therefore, evil is a part of God. A lot of atheists will say, well, if God's real, why does God let bad things happen? Well, the answer is easy. Because we're not here to live in the Garden of Eden. We're here to grow and learn from our experiences. We're here to learn. And how is the best way to learn is by experiencing suffering, bad things happening. And then what do? You can either play the victim, which we know all about these days, or you can look within, you can humble yourself and go to God and illuminate yourself. You know, I was born curious. I was born faithful. I'm very, very grateful for that. I never was much of a churchgoer. I was raised in a Catholic church, and there was quite a bit of pedo priests where I went. And that at a very young age, I became very distrustful of organized religion. I found my relationship within. Now, this is a rant, so we would love to have a discussion. I would love to have a discussion with anyone, but I'm going to be ranting here for only 5 minutes, so I better get through this. So, but when I was a child, I remember seeing the all-seeing eye. It's on the dollar bill. You grow up seeing it. And symbols aren't owned by anyone. A symbol is you interpret a symbol based on your filter, on your psychological filter. So when I first saw that, clearly I thought of God. It's at the top of the pyramid. It's above all. It's looking down on us all. It seemed deeply spiritual to me. So when I would look at that symbol, I would see God. I would see goodness in that. Later on in life, as I got older and I started watching the Freemason conspiracy videos and the Illuminati videos, I was told that that symbol is evil and that symbol represents Satan. And there was a time when I would look at that symbol, then that's how I perceived it. I then perceived it as if I'm looking at something evil. Now think about that. This is really the only power that they have, is playing with our minds. The great writer, in my opinion, Robert Anton Wilson, another controversial subject, definitely an occultist, writer of Prometheus Rising and The Cosmic Trigger, two great books. He is very illuminating when he teaches you about the mind. One of his things that he talks about all the time is the what the thinker thinks, the prover proves. And he goes on to have different experiments you can do. And basically what it shows you is if anyone has belief in something, then you know that you see it in this world. And we often interpret that as evidence. If we believe something and then we see, you know, if we believe that we're going to see a quarter, this is maybe a silly example, we believe we're going to find a quarter and we find it, then we might interpret that as, well, that means that God's speaking to me and that means I'm right. That's an answer to my... But that's not the case. And there are excellent examples in his book where he gives you practices. You can practice this in your own life. You can practice changing your own belief system and notice that you will then start seeing things as if the universe or God is telling you, yeah, you're right. No, that's just the way the mind works. And they know that. So they can take these symbols and invert them. They can take all that is good and make it bad. And that is exactly the goal. And we all kind of know this. I mean, we're all kind of waking up. That means we're all becoming illuminated. That's just a word that's describing that. There is no evil in a word. That's another thing Robert Anton Wilson kind of joked about, is he said maybe the Illuminati is just simply made up of all of us once we become aware of these truths. And these truths, these are of God. Everything in the world is of God. No one, you know, that's my belief, but I find it impossible for you to tell me otherwise. And so therefore, we... see in the symbols what we want to see. We're seeing it through our own filter. And what's the beauty of this connection? Why form this personal connection? Well, another thing I learned in my journeys, this is taught in the Yoga Sutras, which is another great scripture, is how do you know things? How do you know the truth? They call it right knowledge. And there's three ways, according to the Yoga Sutras, to get right knowledge. There is direct experience, inference, and verbal testimony. Direct experience is the best. And this is when you experience it for yourself, when you see it with your own two eyes, when you know it. Inference is when you're using logic. You're taking what you've seen already, and then you're applying logic, and you're inferring, well, maybe this is what's happening. And verbal testimony is the worst of the three, and that's when you're just hearing it from someone else. So what does this tell you? This tells you that you want to experience the truth for yourself. That's the direct experience. So the direct experience of God, how do you achieve that? I don't believe you achieve it in a church. I don't believe you achieve it through a third party. I believe you achieve it going within and asking, humbling yourself. And it's very private. It's something I really never talk about. I would at least like on air like this or something like that. Although it's the most important part of my life. It saved me through my calamity, through my suffering. It's the only thing that saved me. And what we're seeing today with all the inversion of everything is it's simply creating fear and confusion. There's no reason to be afraid. The only power these people have is doing that. You know, these psyops. You know, and the beauty of illumination, Alex gave a really good example when I was talking to him this morning, is he's like, when you throw a dart, if you don't think what you're doing, if you just go with your gut, go with your intuition, you'll hit a bullseye. And that's the same thing with the work that I do. I feel when I do something great, a happy accident, that is God. That's the grace of God. And that's something we can all seek without fear. We'll see you after the break.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. GregReese.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. You are watching the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for your support. Please continue supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. Right now we have 50% off TurboForce. I'm going to try to spit out my final thought here and then we're going to go to the video. So, speaking of good and evil, there's good and evil in everything. In man. In our hearts, there's good and evil. That's the bottom line here. By inverting everything, they create fear and confusion. So what's the best tool that we have to fight through this other than forming a personal relationship with God? Well, if you're not getting clear intuition, there is a Bible passage that teaches us. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. So you can look at what a person produces and you can see if they're where their heart is. Obviously, we never said that all Freemasons are evil. If you watch the video, you'll see, and we're, like I said, we were basically repeating what this gentleman said. And everything he says, we all heard before. And so, I think that's about it. Like I said, I could go on and on and on. It's a very interesting subject to me. I think it's probably one of the most important subjects we're facing. We are going to do a video on it. We love the conversation. Thank you for watching. Support us. And now, here is the controversial video, The Illuminati Unveiled.
Lucifer, son of the morning, is it he who bears the light? Doubt it not. That's the beginning of their big secret. God is the devil, and we're already in hell right now.
Altion Jurek, best known as Altion Childs, is an Australian performer who topped the charts after winning the second season of X Factor Australia in 2010. On April 15th of this year, Altion published a five-hour video claiming he was initiated into the Freemasons and that Freemasonry is hiding the true world religion, Satanism. He goes on to reveal how every initiate must swear a vow of secrecy to never reveal the secrets of Freemasonry to anyone whatsoever under penalty of having their body severed in two and their bowels burned to ashes, their throat slit, and their tongue torn out by the roots.
This is the sign you do upon entering and exiting the ritual room while facing the Grand Master. It stands for throat slit, and it goes like this.
They use symbolic gestures to flaunt their secret religion, such as the sign of the Master of the Second Veil, or the Hidden Hand, the sign of silence. As you move up the ranks of Freemasonry, the oaths of silence for taking each degree become more brutal, having your heart torn out and fed to wild beasts, your head struck off and placed on the highest spire of Christendom, destroying your business and reputation, and hanging you in your own home. Masonic rules clearly stipulate that the Lodge has the authority and obligation to uphold these mandates and penalize any member who violates them. Masonic rules also warn members from inviting the vulgar and profane. The profane is what they call the uninitiated, anyone outside their secret order. As one climbs the ladder of power in Freemasonry, each degree requires more barbaric acts from the initiate. From being humiliated and stepped on, drinking wine from a human skull, stabbing human skulls. And in one of the highest degrees, the initiate removes a blindfold to find a severed human head lying on the floor with a bloody knife beside it. He is instructed to take the knife in his right hand and the head in his left. Eventually, this leads the initiate to accept human sacrifice as a rite of initiation, which is the ultimate goal of this unholy hierarchy. 33rd degree Mason Manly P. Hall, who was named Freemason of the Century, wrote that Freemasonry is a religion, and that initiates are intentionally misled until they reach the highest levels. He wrote that Freemasonry is an outer organization concealing an inner brotherhood, one visible and one invisible. The invisible is dedicated to the service of a mysterious Arcanum Arcanorum. Having a belief in a supreme being is required to become a Mason. And the atheist is looked upon by the Mason as being the most vulgar and despicable of mankind. But who is the supreme being in Masonry?
Freemasonry is Satanism in disguise.
33rd degree Sovereign Grand Commander of the Scottish Rite, Albert Pike, wrote in Morals and Dogma that Lucifer is the light bearer. 33rd degree Mason Albert Mackey wrote that Lucifer is good, light, victory, and initiation. And 33rd degree Freemason of the Century, Manly P. Hall, wrote that the mystery of the craft is the seething, surging energies of Lucifer that can be wielded by the initiate. This is the symbol for Satanism, and this is the symbol for female Freemasonry, the Order of the Eastern Star. The Satanic Bible lists Baphomet as the symbol of Satan worshipped by the highest level of Freemasonry, the Templar Masons. In the Satanic rituals, it is written that Masonic orders contain the most influential men in government, and virtually every occult order has Masonic roots, and that every rite of the Nazis' Black Order employed Masonic principles. Both Satanism and Masonic rituals involve the goat, the coffin, and the death's head. Anton LaVey wrote that the Masonic rituals serve as a screening process for organized Satanism. Freemasons can also be seen making the 666 hand gesture.
I'm a Christian, sir. I'm pure and virtuous and wholesome and innocent. How can you say anything bad about me?
Sir, you need to be born again.
I am born again.
Did you just say that you are Lucifer?
I am Lucifer.
Okay, define Lucifer for me.
Pure, virtuous, wholesome, innocent individual that's out to help people.
Lucifer is?
Yeah.
Say that again. Lucifer is a pure, holy...
Virtuous.
Virtuous. Now, see the Lucifer that God created?
That's the same one.
At the highest level of the so-called Illuminati is a perverted sex cult, which is why high-level Mason Walt Disney not only saturated his films with Masonic hand gestures and 666, but also added subliminal images with hidden sexuality. Altion claims that the square and compass are actually symbolizing the sex act, the woman's legs spread open and a man mounting her. The G symbolizes the generative principle of creation. The all-seeing eye symbolizes the head of the penis. And the rays shooting forth, the orgasm. Each year, 13 high-level Masons may be invited to join the top of this monstrous pyramid, the Royal Order of Jesters, dedicated to nothing but sexual depravity.
There is no sin. There is only nature. Why do you think that witchcraft has disappeared? It never disappeared. It was hidden, forced to go into hiding by the appearance of Jesus on the human scene. Another reason why he's passionately hated.
33rd degree Mason Aleister Crowley wrote how he pecks at the eyes of Jesus on the cross, how the new age will arise from the destruction of Christianity, and how all children shall be accustomed from infancy to witness every type of sexual act. According to the Royal Art of Freemasonry, magic is the highest and most divine. And what is this magic?
Any living being is a storehouse of energy, varying in quantity according to the size and health of the animal. At the death of the animal, this energy is liberated suddenly. The animal, therefore, should be killed within the circle. For the highest spiritual working, one must accordingly choose that victim which contains the greatest and purest force, a male child.
We are witnessing the culmination of their mysterious arcanum, the destruction of Christianity and the mass sacrifice of humanity. Created in 1979 by the Masonic Order of the Rose Cross, the first Luciferian commandment carved into the Georgia Guidestones is to maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. High-level Mason Friedrich Nietzsche wrote how Christianity is more harmful than any vice and considered Christians sick animals. Their utopian New Age, as written about in the Satanic Bible and in the Lucius Trust, consultants to the European Union, is nothing more than the absolute destruction of Christianity. Aleister Crowley wrote how the people need to be ruled by the state and the world must be bathed in blood to usher in the new age. Subversion of all governments and world religions has been going on in secrecy for centuries. Religious leaders, heads of state, and your favorite pop stars have practically all been absorbed into this hidden hand of Satanism. In 1991, the Noahide laws were signed into U.S. law by Skull and Bones member George Bush. Once these laws are practiced openly, it will be blasphemy to call Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior, punishable by death. They want to bring us back to the days of blood sacrifice. Whether you believe or not, the culture of compassion, mercy, and love is Christian. Christ ended the days of blood sacrifice. Christ forgave us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.